Hello there. Thank you for calling Exceedance Claims and Management. My name is John. How can I help you today?
Yeah, one of your drivers ran directly into the, well, backed straight up into my truck today. Happened about 1 o'clock today, Mountain Standard time.
Sorry to hear that, sir. Where did it happen? What state?
Colorado. And the exact address was 426 Kenton Street in Aurora, Colorado, 80010.
I'll get the exact address in just a bit, sir. I just need to gather some more information first. Do you have a policy number for the Amazon insured vehicle?
I do. It's capital A as in Alpha, L as in Larry, A as in Alpha, 202-351-25.
Do you have the VIN number for that vehicle as well, sir?
Let me see here. I don't see it on this page.
If not, how about the license plate number?
Oh, wait. Yeah, I do. It says fleet for the vehicle identification number. What was your next?
Do you have the license plate number for that vehicle?
I do.
Okay. What's the license plate, sir?
Hold on 1 second. 3060405, and it's an Indiana license plate. It's a Penske truck, by the way.
Okay. 3060405, and it's an Indiana tag?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is there a company name or DSP service provider information on the vehicle?
Yeah. The company name is Old Republic Insurance Company. Is that what you're asking about?
No, sir. I mean, it would be like on the vehicle. I mean, would it have like a signage, Amazon Logistics, or a different type of company name?
No,
company
it just said Penske. It said Penske on it, and then it was an Amazon driver driving it, though.
Okay.
And so they must have rented the Penske truck.
Yes, sir. Did you say it happened today?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm just gathering some information, sir, and I'll need it. Now, you said our insured vehicle hit... did it back into your vehicle, sir, or what happened there?
Yep, backed right into it. Yep, backed right into it. So I was pulled over on the side of the street, and she must not have saw me, but she was backing up pretty fast and rammed right into the front of my truck.
Okay. All right, can I go ahead and get your name, sir? I'll need it later, so before I forget, I'll go ahead and ask.
Yep. My name is Jason, J-A-S-O-N, Dodd, D-O-D-D.
Okay, Jason. Thank you so much. Give me a minute to get some things together here and try to get started on this.
Okay.
Jason, what's a good email address for you, sir?
Would be Jason, my name, with a D on the end, at exit, like the highway exit, Realty, R-E-A-L-T-Y, and then DTC for DenverTechCenter.com.
That's Realty, R-E-A-L-T-Y?
Yes, sir.
And then it's DTC.com?
Correct.
Okay.
Can you read it back to me?
Oh, yes, sir. Jason D. at ExitRealtyDTC.com.
That's correct.
Okay. How about a good work number for you, Jason?
720-317-7054.
720-317-7054?
That's correct. Do you need the person that crashed into me their driver's license or name?
I'll need that information later, sir. Not right at this time. So please keep that information handy, okay?
Okay.
May we have permission to send the email messages to that email address you gave us?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, bear with me, Jason. Jason, do you have the time of when this occurred?
1 p.m. Mountain Standard Time.
And do you have the city and state where it happened?
City was Aurora and Colorado.
Thank you for the information, sir. I'm continuing to gather some other information. That's what I'm doing, so bear with me, please.
Okay.
Jason, are you aware of the damage or what damage was done to the insured Amazon vehicle? Could you describe that?
Yeah, the vehicle, their vehicle looked like the back bumper was pushed in on the back, and I have a picture of it. Let me see here. Looks like some scratching. The bumper was, yeah, smashed in pretty good, and scratching on it as well.
Okay, thank you. The Amazon vehicle was drivable after this happened, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Do you happen to have the name of the driver, sir? Of
yes.
The Amazon vehicle?
All right. It's a different one. Huri, so it's H-U-R-I-E. Middle name is Ayan, so it's A-Y-A-N.
Oh, hold on just a second, sir.
And then,
my fingers made everything disappear for some reason.
H-U-R-I-E?
Is that how you spell that first name? Okay, and the middle name was what?
Ayan, so it's A-Y-A-N.
Okay.
And last name is Mohammed, M-O-H-A-M-E-D.
Do you have any contact information for the driver, sir? A phone number or an address?
I do not.
Okay.
No, I do not.
Okay. Driver's license number for the driver?
17-155-0336.
Colorado license?
Yes, sir.
No injuries to the driver that you know of?
No.
Okay, sir, concerning your vehicle, can you give me the year, make, and model?
It is a 2016 Ford F-150 XLT.
Do you have the VIN or the plate number, sir? Whichever one's more convenient.
BNF374 is the plate number.
What was that again on the plate number?
C as in cat, N as in Nancy, F as in Frank, 374.
Again, that's a Colorado plate, correct?
Yes, sir.
Jason, are you the owner of the vehicle?
Yes, I am.
Can you describe the damage to your truck, sir?
Front bumper is dented in multiple places. I don't know what they are. They're like a black, maybe some type of a, they go inside of the bumper. So like a plastic covering is bent. The right fog light is busted out and the bumper is bent pretty severely over there as well. And license plate is also bent as well, where the bumper smashed into that as well. And then my front grill is displaced and pushed back towards the motor.
Thank you. Was your truck drivable after the incident, sir?
Yes.
Jason, were you the driver?
Yes.
What's your driver's license number, Mr. Dodd?
1 second. I'll be right back. I'm going to go grab it real quick.
Sure.
Okay, driver's license number is 98008-0441.
And again, it's a Colorado license, correct?
Correct.
No injuries, right, Jason, for you? Hello, Jason?
What's that?
And you didn't have any injuries, did you?
Sorry, what did you say?
You didn't have any injuries,
no.
Did you?
No.
Were the police involved, sir? Hello, can you hear me, sir?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Now
can
I can. Now I can.
Okay, sorry about that. No police involved.
Okay. Were there any witnesses?
Yes.
Okay. Can you give me the name of the witness?
Judy, that's J-U-D-I. Last name is Hancock, H-A-N-C-O-C-K.
You got a good mobile number for Ms. Hancock?
Yeah. (303) 875-4110.
Thank you.
There was another witness too. I don't know if you want that number or not.
What's the name of your other witness, sir?
There was another witness. I don't know if you want that number or not.
Yes, sir. What was the name of your other witness, sir?
His name was Jimmy Lee, L-E-E.
What's a good mobile number for Mr. Lee?
303-263-5780.
Thank you. Any other witnesses, sir?
That's it.
Okay. Bear with me, I'll have a claim number for you shortly here, sir.
Thank you.
The claim number, X is in Xerox,
okay.
C is in Charlie, - Oscar, Randy, Charlie, Alpha, -24-05807.
Okay.
And see, your adjuster's name is Joel, J-O-E-L. His last name is W-O-R-L-E-Y. His direct line is 334-377-9513.
Okay.
His email address is the same as his name. There's a dot in between Joel and Worley, and it is followed by at x as in Xerox claims dot claims.
Okay.
Anything else I can do for you, sir?
Now, what are the next steps?
Okay. The adjuster will either contact you, or since you have the contact information, you may go ahead and contact the adjuster if you'd like. And you also have the email address if you'd like to send attachments, photos, that kind of thing. You have the option to do that as well.
Okay, great.
Okay. Anything else I can do for you, sir?
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
That's going to be it.
All right. Have a blessed evening, sir. Bye-bye.
You too.